good morning. Memorial Day is just around the corner. And if there's someone you want to Memorial Day memorialize on Monday.
Adora Udoji?
No, not me by any stretch of the imagination. No, people you want to honor who have served in our country's armed forces and in our wars and conflicts. We're opening up our Spinbox lines to help you do that. Tell us who you'll be remembering and why.
It's an invitation to think about Memorial Day other than just in terms of the price of gas and where you're going to be traveling and what you're going to be doing on the weekend. We're going to play some of your responses on the air this Memorial Day. You can send the responses, as Adora said, to mytake@thetakeaway.org or call 877-8-MYTAKE.
And Taps, the music, actually dates back to the Civil War.
We were just hearing there.
And we were just listening to that. Yeah. And as Memorial Day approaches, we are going to have Forrest Tozzi joining us right now to talk about the approach of Memorial Day, I should have said. He's the director of the nonprofit Bugles Across America. And you provide live buglers, Forrest, and you've been doing this for more than 2 years, right?
We do, and good morning.
Good morning. And how many times do you think you've played Taps?
Speaking for myself, I've done it about 400 times in the past 2 years.
Wow. Why? Why were you inspired to do this? Because you actually have a day job. You're an executive in a company.
Well, it's something that needs to be done, and I find it a way to pay back those veterans who have protected our country. It's the least I can do. I never served in the military, but nonetheless, they deserve it, and it's more fitting that they be afforded a live bugler instead of using the ceremonial, the recording that you played at the intro.
You've been a horn player all your life, but I'm wondering if the significance of Taps, the significance of military funerals, and the number of military funerals has increased since the 2003 Iraq War, and if that's changed Memorial Day for you at all.
The number of funerals hasn't really increased because most of the funerals that occur for veterans who served in World War II, Korea, Vietnam, they're dying at the rate of about 1,000 a day simply because of age. And while there are thousands and literally millions of those who have served over the years, the number of deaths from Iraq and the Persian Gulf, fortunately, has been a very small number.
You know, it's actually interesting. We were taking a look at the history of Taps, and we discovered, it's written anyhow, that Taps was originally played nightly as a call to extinguish lights, in other words, lights out, before the military began playing it at funerals and also at flag ceremonies.
It's a song that's the end of the day, and unfortunately, at some time or another, it will mark the end of a soldier's time on the earth.
And very quickly, you mentioned the recordings. That's something that you're actually really against, particularly at funerals. Why is that, Forrest? And you have about 10 seconds.
A live bugler can provide emotion that, unfortunately, that the recorded one can't.
Forrest Tozzi, Missouri Director of Bugles Across America, and you will be out on Monday playing in St. Louis. Thank you, Forrest.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You know, I bet Forrest, who plays the bugle well and would play it for us, but he doesn't want to wake up his family, would love to get paid to be a bugler. That's our takeaway question. In a dream world, you'd get paid to do what? My take at thetakeaway.org.